ICRC visit provides first independent proof of life for Aung San Suu Kyi in more than 5 years. Naypyidaw, Myanmar, August 5, 2026. A rare visit by the International Committee of the Red Cross has provided the first independently confirmed proof in years that Myanmar's detained former state counselor, Daw Aung San Suu Kyi, is alive. The ICRC confirmed that one of its delegates visited the 81-year-old Nobel Peace Prize laureate in Naypyidaw on August 3, 2026. The organization said the meeting followed its established procedures for visiting people deprived of their liberty, including an opportunity to speak with Aung San Suu Kyi privately. The visit was especially significant because almost no independently verifiable information about her location, treatment or health had emerged since the Myanmar military detained her during the February 1, 2021 coup. What the ICRC confirmed. The ICRC's public statement was brief. A delegate from the International Committee of the Red Cross visited Daw Aung San Suu Kyi on 3 August 2026. It added that the visit was conducted according to its detention visiting standards and included a private conversation with her. This direct, private meeting is stronger evidence than previous assurances issued by Myanmar's military-backed authorities because an independent international humanitarian representative personally encountered her. The meeting therefore constitutes credible proof of life as of August 3. It does not, however, provide a complete public assessment of her medical condition, treatment or conditions of detention. The ICRC normally discusses its observations confidentially with the detaining authorities. This confidentiality is intended to preserve humanitarian access and enable frank discussions about a detainee's treatment and living conditions. Photographs released following the meeting. Myanmar authorities released photographs showing Aung San Suu Kyi meeting Arnaud de Beck, the ICRC's resident representative and head of delegation in Myanmar. In the images, she is seen wearing traditional Burmese clothing, standing without visible assistance and shaking hands with the ICRC representative. Other photographs show them seated in a sparsely furnished room. The photographs are important visual evidence, but they were distributed by Myanmar authorities. The strongest independent confirmation comes from the ICRC's acknowledgement that its delegate met and spoke privately with her. No independent medical examination. Aung San Suu Kyi's son, Kim Aris, told Reuters that the ICRC was not able to have a physician medically examine his mother. Therefore, the meeting should not be described as an independent medical certification that she is in good health. Photographs can show that a person was alive and able to participate in a meeting at a particular time, but they cannot establish whether that person has untreated illnesses, receives adequate medication or lives under acceptable detention conditions. Reports over recent years have raised concerns about Aung San Suu Kyi's heart, bones, teeth and gums. Her family has received only limited, second-hand information and has not maintained regular direct communication with her. Her son welcomes the first independent confirmation. Kim Aris described the meeting as the first independent proof he had received in a long time that his mother was alive. He welcomed it as a meaningful development while stressing that it must be followed by further humanitarian progress, including direct family contact, independently verified information about her health and her unconditional release. The ICRC meeting did not constitute a family visit, legal consultation, medical examination or release from detention. Neither did it resolve broader questions about the legality of her imprisonment. Detained since the 2021 military takeover, Myanmar's military detained Aung San Suu Kyi when it overthrew her elected civilian government on February 1, 2021. Military-controlled courts subsequently convicted her through closed proceedings on numerous charges, including corruption, incitement and election-related offenses. Her supporters and international human rights organizations have consistently characterized the prosecutions as politically motivated efforts to remove the country's most influential civilian leader from public life. Although her original cumulative sentence was later reduced, she remains deprived of her liberty and faces many more years in detention. United Nations renews call for her release. Following the ICRC's confirmation, the United Nations welcomed the development but reiterated its call for the swift and unconditional release of all people arbitrarily detained in Myanmar. The visit may represent an important humanitarian opening, but it does not signal that Myanmar's political crisis has been resolved. Thousands of political prisoners remain detained while armed conflict, displacement and reported human rights violations continue across the country. What proof of life means in this case? The evidence should be described precisely. The ICRC independently confirmed that its delegate met Aung San Suu Kyi on August 3. The delegate was permitted to speak with her privately. Government released photographs visually show her during the meeting. The encounter confirms that she was alive at the time of the visit. It does not amount to a comprehensive medical evaluation. It does not independently establish the overall adequacy of her treatment or detention conditions. It does not diminish calls for her release and access to her family, lawyers, and appropriate medical care. After more than 5 years of isolation and uncertainty, the visit provides a crucial and credible sign of life. It should be treated as a beginning, not a substitute for continuing humanitarian access, family communication, medical transparency and accountability. Sources: Official ICRC Statement, Reuters Report, Zomi Press, Beyond News and Views. Hashtag Myanmar, hashtag Aung San Suu Kyi, hashtag ICRC, hashtag Proof of Life, hashtag Political Prisoners, hashtag Human Rights, hashtag Zomi Press. www.zomipress.com